Writing. Exercise 1, page 27. A.
On behalf of Boomerang Tours, welcome to Sydney. My name is Angela, and I'm your guide for today. Our driver is Paul, and we will be showing you the sights of our lovely city. So sit back and enjoy yourselves. Sydney is in the state of New South Wales. It has a population of 4 million people from 140 different countries, making us a cosmopolitan, multicultural city. To your left is the Great Harbour Bridge, built in 1932. A wonder of modern construction. To your right, our famous opera house, built by Jørn Utzon in 1973, home to the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. We are now going through the business area, constructed on the site of the original settlement. To your right is the Art Gallery of New South Wales, which was built in 1874 and today houses the best collection of Australian art in the world. We are now passing the site of the first farm. 30 hectares of lawns, gardens and exotic plants today are Royal Botanical Gardens. To your right, the shopping, hotel and entertainment area. As you can see, we have many theatres, cinemas and restaurants with shows, films and food from all over the world. We shall be stopping here for the afternoon to permit you to have lunch and to do some shopping. This evening, we shall be going to the Opera House to see the ballet Sleeping Beauty and to end our evening dancing and fun in a local disco. As you can see, Sydney is an exciting city with lots to see and do.
B.
Oh, hello. You must be Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins. I'm Mr. Phillips, the estate agent. As you can see, this is a lovely old Victorian brick house. There are not many of them left in Plymouth nowadays. Look at those bay windows. The ones on the upper floor have small balconies. You could put flowers there in summer. And notice that beautiful flight of marble stairs leading to the covered front porch. Shall we go inside? This is the living room. Notice the large bay windows overlooking the park. They don't make them like that anymore. Shall we go upstairs? This is the master bedroom. It's very spacious. And look at these built-in wardrobes. They don't only have hanging space. They also have huge drawers and a full-length mirror. The two children's bedrooms are rather small, but cosy. The bathroom's in here. As you can see, it is completely tiled, and the pastel-shaded bath, bidet and toilet are brand new. Let's go downstairs now and see the kitchen. Notice how big and bright it is. You could fit a large table in here with room to spare. This door leads to the back garden. Aren't the rose bushes lovely? And look at that lawn. It's the size of a football pitch. These old houses make me nostalgic. They remind me of the happy times I had when I was a boy. My grandparents had a house much like this. Oh, you've decided to buy it. I'm sure that you'll be very happy here.